Trouble and danger are ever-present possibilities when people fly in space. The men and women at NASA's Mission Control have the responsibility to help solve problems and to minimize dangers. Glenn Lunny was one of those people for more than 20 years. He was a flight director during many of the Gemini and Apollo missions, including the ill-fated Apollo 13. He also served as program director for Skylab, the Apollo-Soyuz project, and the first 17 missions of the space shuttle. Now retired, Mr. Lunny joins us on the phone from his home in Houston. Good morning, Mr. Lunny.
Good morning, and I'm glad to be here.
We're glad to have you. What happens at Mission Control when problems, terrible problems, develop during space flights?
Well, we've had a number of difficult problems over the years. The team of people in Houston in the Mission Control Center has trained and worked with the astronauts, usually on a particular flight, for months leading up to it. There's a great sense of teamwork, and there's a great sense of being able to handle any adversity or problems or whatever that are thrown at them. And as a matter of fact, most times in manned space history, the problems have lent themselves to at least allowing some time for resolution, and in those cases, the team has generally always found themselves a way to work their way through the problem.
Yesterday's accident, however, occurred, for example, during reentry into the atmosphere. Under normal flight circumstances, is this a dangerous phase? How dangerous?
Well, reentry is a high risk, high dynamic time of the flight compared to, for example, the time you spend on orbit. I think the time going the ascent, when you're, all the rocket engines are working, and the descent are probably the most dynamic phases. And by that I mean there's the most going on, especially outside with respect to the heating during entry, and a great dependence on all of the systems in the spacecraft. And they indeed have to be working very, very well, for the most part, in order to handle that phase of the mission and deliver the spacecraft to where you want it to go.
Even before the end of the Apollo missions in the early 70s, there's a lot of debate about which direction the space program should go. And this idea of a recoverable flight system was deemed the proper next step. Were you a proponent of the space shuttle at the time?
Well, at the time, I was probably too junior to be involved in all of those discussions. But that they were the arguments that were made at the time, and they certainly were culminated in the approval, I think, in about 1972 to go ahead with a version of a reusable space system. But it was not entirely reusable, of course, because the tank itself is thrown away, that is expendable, and that happens on every flight.
Of course, the loss of the Columbia shuttle is bound to raise questions about the future of manned space flight. Do you think it's time to reassess the value of this program?
Oh, I think the value of the program to the country and to the world is very, very high. There have been a lot of tangible results, and a lot of results that are now promised as a result of being able to have this great scientific laboratory up there called the space station. And then there are a lot of intangible results. I mean, witness the emotion of the reaction to the accident, and witness the connections that this makes with so many people, including young people, both in our country and around the world, as a source of inspiration for them to study in school, do well, and be ready to prepare themselves for the future.
Do you think NASA can be re-energized by this?
Well, let's see. What I see happening in the near term, and by that I mean the next few months, is that NASA and the other external review committees are going to have to focus on what happened here and how do they take steps to prevent its reoccurrence. And I think that's going to keep them pretty busy in the near term. I think there will be a form of re-energizing in the sense of a rededication to if it's necessary, and it usually isn't, but rededication to the idea that this is indeed a program and an activity, an enterprise that entails considerable technical risk, and it needs to be addressed every day in every way and managed very carefully. I believe that NASA had been doing that very, very well, and I guess we'll have to wait and see what the results of this investigation are to assess how well they prepared for this flight.
Glenn Lunny was with NASA for 27 years. He joined us from his home in Houston. Thank you very much.
Thank you.